here at Grafton. Toby Edmonds had three acceptors in the Ramorny. He's with me now. Morning, Toby.
Morning, Sean.
You pulled out Keita Ray. He had one in the soft. Any reason why you took him out?
Yeah, look, drawn poorly once again and just come up with a minor foot issue, which yeah, probably could have got away with running him, but with the barrier and everything, he needs a bit of cover in his races to get the best out of him. So, unfortunately, we had to come out.
Yeah, well, you did draw the bleachers, didn't you? The 19 alley was not going to help you at all.
No, he would have to go a long way back and need luck getting through the field and all the rest of it. So, best we wait for him.
Now, by the other extreme, YPO, you have drawn wide, 15, but originally, will go quick, you would think.
He's a pretty quick horse. He's got blinkers on today. He ran super on Saturday. He's backing up. We don't normally do that to a horse, to these type of horses, but he is a gross little fella who would have took good improvement out of Setley, actually, on that testing track. So, you know, he's from the Barry, bangs forward and see if he can hold on, I suppose.
That's going to be the thing with the shades on. You'd expect him to hit the ground and run. Have you backed him up this quickly before?
No, never. But there's not much for him until mid-August or something. So, instead of sitting in his box, he may as well be having a crack at a race like this. And he's well up to a race like this, too. Like, he has beat Pierrata and that is a three-year-old. So, if that track's anywhere near, and I'm hoping Michael Birdie's nose hasn't... it's not growing.
No.
As far as the track rating goes, which history would say that it might do. But anyway, I'll get away from that. Hoping the track's good and a little bit better than it was Saturday and he can perform better.
Well, Toby, I'm not kidding. It looks magnificent. There was not a cloud in the sky. There wasn't yesterday either. It's just been beautiful. And I reckon it's going to suit your horse today. Now, you've got Havasay in, and you won the Ramorny with him last year.
Yeah. Havasay. Look, we only had him a short time back, a couple of weeks, actually. So he trialled beautifully at Deegan the other day on what was a very, very heavy track. And what I've seen of him, his work was really good here Saturday morning. Galloped on in company and worked super. So, you know, he loves Grafton. So he can. There's good tempo on in this race, and he gets the right run. And besides, put his best foot forward, he'll be right in the finish.
Withering looks like 1600 metres is just going to be down her alley.
Yep. So further the better for her. She's she comes off a really good win at Eagle Farm the other day. Obviously pushing her out to a mile, and she can even go out further than this. So hopefully that progression and she handles soft going. So if it is a little soft or firm, it doesn't matter with her. She can handle both tracks, both types of surfaces. So she's going to get a good run with Jay Ford on, and she'll be strong late.
She's in the guineas, and you would have thought on pedigree 1600, yeah, more than ready out of not a single doubt, man. More perhaps along the sprinting lines, but as you said, she just looks like she wants to eat ground.
That's right. So she performed good at a distance down there last preparation, where she wasn't quite mature. She's big and strong now, and put on 20 or 30 kilos, so she's maintaining that, and she's always shown good ability. Just hasn't got there yet. Hopefully today she can produce that in a race that matters.
Toby, your other runner in the fourth, you've got My Dream Lover in. It drew the outside, but just looking at its form too, it looks like it wants ground.
Yeah, look, I don't know what went on there down there this year. I thought I was half a local, but they've given me the outside draws. He's going to need a bit of luck from the barrier, obviously, but we'll press him forward, and if he can hang on, that'd be good for the on-track guys, because they're good supporters of our stable, but he's just probably going to need a bit of luck from the barrier.
So today, what's your pick of your three?
Pick of our four would be...
Oh, four, sorry.
YPO is going to be give us a good sight for a long way. I'd like to say have a say. I just he's been out of form, but if he can turn around at Grafton, he's a closer in a race like this, which suits. Withering, I think, she's good odds, and I still think she's a really, really good, even though it's a small field, she's a good each way chance.
You got a few good live chances, haven't you?
Yep, we have, yeah. So they're all well weighted and in the right races. Hopefully they just perform on the day.
All right. Good luck today, Toby.
Thank you.